news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The G7 summit is happening this weekend in France, and all eyes, as usual, will be on the orange menace occupying the White House. His behavior last year was embarrassing, to say the least. At that 2018 G7 summit, Trump lashed out at Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and at the end of the summit retracted his endorsement of the group's joint statement and left early. He was moody and surly, and there were even reports of Trump who, after throwing two pieces of Starburst candy on the table in front of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, told her, "Here, Angela, don't say I never gave you anything." Oh, the memories. So what should we expect this time around, other than Trump trying to bully his buddy Vlad back into the G7? Well, the whole buying Greenland discussion and the Denmark trip cancellation could cause some problems, as could Trump's outspoken support of Brexit. And French President Emmanuel Macron has elected to forego the customary signing of an agreement by all the leaders at the end of the summit, likely because, as you remember, Trump famously refused to sign the deal at the end of last year's summit in Canada and left early. Fun times indeed. Another one bites the dust. Billionaire David Koch has died. I stole this epitaph from a guy named Alexander Kaufman on Twitter. He deployed his stupendous fortune funding climate denial in the years when the science was clear and there was still time to avert catastrophic warming. He died as fires raged from the Amazon to the Arctic. Fitting to me. Maybe Charles will follow soon. Another one bites the dust. Another one. This time it's Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton who's calling it quits on his White House 2020 quest. In other election news, a federal court ruled this week that Electoral College members can defy voters' wishes and choose the presidential candidate they favor, regardless of a state's popular vote. In other disturbing news, the Democratic Party is holding its summer meetings in San Francisco. During a meeting of the DNC's Resolution Committee on Thursday, members voted against a climate-only themed debate. The vote was 17-8, with party establishment going against the activist progressives. Simone Sanders, who is now a senior advisor on the Biden campaign and is suspected by many to have been a DNC mole inside Bernie Sanders' 2016 campaign, was among those who urged the DNC on Thursday to vote down a climate debate, saying it could be, quote, dangerous territory in the middle of a Democratic primary process? The topic could be revisited in Saturday's general session. But the question remains, why is the DNC's position so disturbing to progressives? Well, Greenland's ice sheets are melting, record-setting fires are blazing from the Arctic to the Amazon, and this past July was the world's hottest month ever. In short, we are, right now, in the midst of a few long-predicted catastrophes. From July 30th to August 3rd, about 55 billion tons of ice melted and ran off from Greenland, and 90% of its surface felt temperatures above freezing. NASA called it a, quote, major melting event. But wait, there's more. The Arctic sea ice covering the ocean in July was the lowest ever seen in 29 years of satellite measurement. That's to say nothing of the record number of wildfires in the Arctic this year, more than 100 raging this summer. At the same time, the Amazon is burning, and Brazil's National Institute for Space Research is reporting a record of nearly 73,000 fires this year, up 80% from last year. Deforestation for cattle ranches seems to be a major factor. Well, at least one guy is trying to change things. Bernie Sanders on Thursday released his own Green New Deal. His sweeping plan to address climate change will cost $16 trillion, in which Sanders calls for a ban on fracking, mountaintop removal coal mining, and imports and exports of coal, oil, and natural gas. Of course, I found no major media coverage of his plan anywhere. You can check it out yourself at BernieSanders.com. Under the Issues tab, click on the Green New Deal. And finally, we salute Pia Klemp, the captain of a Sea-Watch ship who rescued thousands of migrants stranded in the Mediterranean Sea. She reportedly faces up to 20 years in prison in Italy, where the hardline anti-immigrant government accused her of assisting illegal immigration. On Facebook on Tuesday, Klemp announced that she was rejecting the Grand Vermeil Medal, which the city of Paris awards for bravery. She told the mayor of Paris that the city was brimming with hypocrisy. Your police steal blankets from people that you force to live on the streets while you raid protests and criminalize people that are standing up for the rights of migrants and asylum seekers. You want to give me a medal for actions that you fight in your own ramparts. It is time we call out hypocrite honorings and fill the void with social justice. And she finished by saying, we do not need authorities deciding about who is a hero and who is illegal. In fact, they are in no position to make this call because we are all equal. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more. Visit NicoleSandler.com and click on that donate button.